Hey everybody, welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How's everybody doing? Glad to be back. Welcome to the show. If you're a new listener, I appreciate it. If you came from Tuesdays with stories, if you're one of their fans, appreciate it. I love Mark and Joe. They helped me out a lot. So thanks for listening. I am seeing a nice uptick in listenership. So I really appreciate everybody listening and downloading, or however you listen. I really appreciate it. So please, if you could, tell a friend, coworker, tell somebody about my podcast. It's just a little 20-minute podcast. I'm not famous. I'm not well-known, so I don't do an hour, hour and a half, two-hour podcast. It's just a nice little weekly 20-minute, you know, session for me to just talk about whatever is going on. So yeah, please tell people. And for those who don't know, I have a six-year-old son. His name is Miles. And I like to do these milestones. So every week I'll just talk about something that he's going through or something he did or, you know, whatever. But he's with my parents in upstate New York for the summer. Nothing new really going on, nothing big. I think I might have mentioned it last week that he's talking about moving to Rochester. And that's still been the thing. He wants to live there forever. He doesn't want to leave. And other than that, nothing big, no huge milestones, other than the fact that like he is completely fixated on living in Rochester from now on. And unfortunately, I don't have the balls to tell him that's probably not going to happen. It would be nice to a certain point, but I don't think he doesn't want to deal with that winter, you know. I bet if I made him shovel the snow, he wouldn't want to live there very long. But he's six and he's adorable, so I wouldn't make him do that. But yeah, I'm fresh off my trip from New York City. 2 weeks ago, I went for a day to do the Live Tuesdays with Stories. And I came back home for a couple of days, drove back up to Rochester. I did the Carlson with Mark Norman. We had a great weekend, fun run of shows. I mean, the club was great, had such a fun time. I loved every moment of it. That was one of those perfect weekends. That was one of those weekends, like, this is why you get into comedy. It was just a blast. And I get back home Sunday evening, wash all my clothes, pack everything, and I head to the Big Apple. I'm doing a whole week in New York. That's the longest I've ever stayed up there. I'm staying with a buddy in Sunset Park, but I always get so much anxiety about going to New York City because Because I'm terrified of the subway. Well, I was. I'll say that. That's my biggest thing. It's just when you look at that subway map, you go, I don't know how to do this. It's too much. It's too hard. The only thing I can do, or I could do, was go from Penn Station to my buddy's house in Brooklyn. So that's not a big thing. I'm not nervous about that. But oddly enough, my biggest point of anxiety is the fact that I have luggage. Like, for everybody else, if you don't live in New York City or a big city like that, we don't carry luggage around. You take it from your house to the car, airport, you get to where you're going, you pick it up, it goes back into the car, and you leave it in a hotel or your cousin's aunt's house, your parents' house. That's it. You don't walk around with it. But in New York City, it's just like you have to. And for some reason, that just bothered me. I thought people would hate me. But then you get on the subway, and it's just like you got a dude with a grand piano on there. This dude's got a fucking sex doll. This dude's got a couch. This dude's got a fucking 65-inch TV. This dude's trying to bring a drum set. You know, it's just like you realize nobody cares. No one cares. It's just luggage. So get their money, get to Brooklyn. Everything's cool. See my buddy. I head back out into Manhattan. Actually, I go up to Queens and I meet up with my buddy Doug Key because Mark Norman is doing the Legion of Skanks last episode at the Creek in the Cave or the Cave in the Creek. I think it's the Creek in the Cave. So the whole Legion of Skanks, those guys, it was a whole big ordeal about them interviewing Milo Yiannopoulos, and the venue started getting all this hate mail. They wanted it closed down. They wanted to shut it down. They're sending hate mail to the owner. So Big J and those guys, they're classy dudes. It's like, yeah, they're crass, but they're respectful guys. They're, you know, they do the right thing. They didn't want this woman to lose her business, so they decide to say, hey, we'll just break ties and do our thing somewhere else. So we go there, and it fills up. They got a lot of crazy ass fans, like all these fat dudes wearing all black. They got shorts, combat boots, tattoos, ponytails. I mean, it's insane. I never really watched the show, but I've seen clips. But Michael Che is there, Norma's there, Aaron Berg shows up. It's just all these comics there, all these people there. People are drinking. They're fucking passing weed around in the room. It's just people having a great time. They got a big bottle of liquor they're passing around. It's just so much fun, man. Just watching people get drunk, people getting high, everybody's laughing. I get introduced to Michael Che, which is insane to me. He's like one of those dudes. I'm like, he's doing all the shit I want to do. So to get to meet someone on that level is just, it's always a pleasure. It's always cool to meet those people in person. Very cool. We ended up staying up till like three in the morning. You know, get up Tuesday, walk around Brooklyn just to kind of see where I am. Sunset, it's very Asian, very Hispanic, and it's really like it's funny because like that America, you hear a lot of right wing people talk about how women walking kids to school and community. Like, so I'm there during the day and I'm seeing this. I'm out walking around in the morning. It's all these, you know, like Hispanic moms in groups walking their kids to school. And I go out again in the afternoon. They're walking them back home. People are like out, you know, they're fruit vendors. They're selling stuff. It's just so much business going on. People are buying stuff. People are playing music. It's just dope, man. That city is insanely dope. I fucking love it, you know? And I know it's just because I'm visiting. I don't have to deal with the grind every single day. Because after a week, it gets to be quite a bit. I rode the subway a lot. And after a week, I was like, I'm sick of this shit. You know, but so I couldn't imagine doing that every day for years. So Tuesday, I go down in the cellar. I meet Mark down there. Colin Quinn is there. DiPaolo is there. Ronnie Chang is there. Keith Robinson is there. I get to go down in the showroom. I see David Tell and Jeff Ross do their bumper mics thing. Jim Norton is there. It's just insane, man. There's something about being the nobody. And I'm not saying that I'm somebody, but when you've been in a scene for years, you kind of get to know everybody. Everybody knows you. Even if you're not a great comic, it's like, oh, that's Chris, that's Mike, that's Paul, that's whoever. But this is where all the comics go that want to be somebody. So I'm just another asshole just hanging out at the cellar to them. And it feels kind of good to like, I got to gain these guys' respect. I want to be like them. I want to do all the shit they're doing. And that feels kind of good to know, like, hey, you still got a lot of work to do. Like, I don't take offense to that. That doesn't really bother me in a bad way. It bothers me in a way like, I got to get better. I got to get good. I got to be in here with these comics. I always want to be with the best. I want to be one of the best. This is where I want to be. And it just lit that fire. Like, you got to keep writing. You got to keep working. You got a long way to go. And I love it. And so I'm just chilling at one of the tables. And Keith Robinson is there. He's talking shit to Ronnie Chang. Like, Asians do too fucking much. Y'all got to have a hair salon. Y'all do nails. Y'all do feet. Y'all do weaves. Y'all sell sneakers. Y'all got corners. It's hilarious. He's being so racist. It's just funny. It's classic Keith Robinson. And Ronnie's laughing at it. It's just so much fun. It's just comics being comics. It was black, white, Asian, female, gay comics. It was fun, man. It was just comics having a great time. And it's just, I was like, this is my tribe. This is what I want to be part of. And I gotta go out and do that rite of passage thing to get their respect. And so that's what we do Tuesday. We just hang out there. I get to meet all these different comics, and it's just a blast. I just had so much fun. And Wednesday, Mark gets me on his Hot Soup show at Stand Up New York. I'm sorry, not Stand Up New York, New York Comedy Club. And I feel pretty good about it, but then I get there and I start getting nervous. I'm like, I'm from Virginia. I'm from Charlottesville. This is New York. I got all these country jokes. I started getting in my head. I started saying I have country jokes. I'm like, I don't have country jokes. You know, what am I talking about? But I felt like people wouldn't respect me because I'm from Virginia. But that was just the nerves. So I go in, I watch the show, and I'm like, this is like any other show, Chris. like any other show. Go up, have a great, good set, had a lot of fun. We end up going to another show, and Sam J and Chris Red were hosting that. I can't remember the name of the show, but it was a real hip show, real cool. It kind of had like this, almost like a, I wouldn't call it a speakeasy, but almost like that 1940s vibe where they had the piano on stage and people are dressed kind of nice and it's kind of swanky looking. But so I guess kind of like a speakeasy kind of vibe to it. So they're both on SNL. They're killing it. You know, it's all these young, good-looking people. That was, we watched that for a while. That was fun. And we go back to the cellar. We hang out there talking shit till like 3 in the morning. Then Thursday comes around. I get on. New jokes, 8 o'clock, Fat Black Pussycat. That's the satellite club of the cellar. I'm super nervous. I'm super excited. I get there early. And I check in with Seton Smith, who's hosting the show. And, of course, I'm not on the goddamn list when they post it. And I'm like, I'm supposed to be on the show? And I'm getting that look like, come on, man. We've seen this before. So I got to run, find Norman, like, hey, I'm not on the list. He has to text somebody so she can text somebody else to tell them on the list. It finally works out. Oh, and this is dope, too. So I get down to the cellar early, and I see Jim Norton there. He just did a set at McDougal Street. So when I walk over to the Village Underground / Fat Black Pussycat, Norton is walking over there too. He goes down to the Village Underground, does a set over there. I watch a little bit of that. I go back upstairs. I'm waiting in the lounge to go up at the Fat Black Pussycat. And he goes in and goes in there. So here's a dude, Jim Norton, specials, radio show, well-respected New York comic. Doesn't have to do all this stuff. Probably got a ton of money. This motherfucker's doing 3 sets. Back to back to back. Come on, man. And we make so many excuses like other comics. This is Jim Norton. This dude's probably a millionaire. And he's doing 3 sets on a Thursday. And he's got a radio show to do at like 6 o'clock in the morning the next day. This dude's doing 3 sets. 20 plus years, still putting in the work, working new, recording, working out new bits. That shit is dope. So I finally go up. I have a great set. It felt really good. And now I don't feel like much of a fraud, if you will, when I hang out at the cellar, because I feel like, all right, I've performed. I've done stand-up at one of their clubs. I feel like, you know, I gained a little bit of respect, a little bit of acknowledgement, like, oh, okay, this dude's a legit comic. So shout out to Mark for, you know, hooking me up with the spots. That was great. And Friday, we start our weekend at Bananas in Hyattsburg Heights, New Jersey. So it's me, Mark Norman, and Ian Lara. I'm hosting. It's like a 30-minute drive to New Jersey. It's in a hotel in Osaka. It's probably not going to be great. Fun weekend. Fantastic weekend. The lady's been working there for 30-plus years. She loves comics. You see all these old headshots, all these old comics, you know, from back in the day. I can't say old, but people who are like millions, like Sebastian, Chris Rock, Norton, Bill Burr, all those, any New York legend you can, Colin Quinn, any New York legend you can think of, they've done that club, you know, so that felt good to be part of that history of New York comics. Like, hey, if you want to be a New York comic, you're definitely doing Bananas. But it was a fun weekend. I had a great time. She was very nice. I got to work on some new jokes the last set on Saturday. Didn't go well. Shouldn't open with new, but it was fun. And this was great. So I have a lot of family in New Jersey. And I told them a while ago, like, hey, I'm going to be in Hasbrook Heights doing some shows. And they're all like, oh, we can't make it, sorry. And I'm like, oh, no worry, don't worry about it. And even the day of, they're like, sorry, nephew, sorry, cousin, I can't make it. It's just, I got a lot of stuff going on. It's just hectic. I'm an hour and a half away. And I'm like, don't worry about it. I walk in Saturday. My whole goddamn family, almost my whole goddamn family is there. So that was cool to see them. It was surprising. A lot of pressure, but the set went well. And it's always nice to have support And I also think that looks good too, where when I can travel to different cities and have people show up for me, I think that's always a plus. But it was a hell of a goddamn week. Hell of a week. I just, if you're a New York comic, man, you're living it up. And I know I kind of got spoiled, you know, from some of the people that I know, getting access to some of the rooms I got access to. I know it's not always fun. I know it's a grind. But, man, that's a hell of a city. And I get it, man. And now I see why New York comics are as good as they are. All that riding the subway is hot. It's exhausting. It's just like you can never really truly relax when you're in the city. You know, you walk around. It's so weird because it's like, it'll feel nice, but it's just like you're just always sweaty. You always got to wonder, like, where the hell am I going to go to the bathroom? And you go, I can't do this anymore. I'm hungry. I'm going to go get something to eat. It's too hot. It's too muggy. And then you get into a restaurant, and it's muggy in there. So now you're eating, and you're muggy. You know, it's just, you're constantly just bombarded with people asking for shit, trying to sell you stuff. You got homeless people asking for shit. One night I was going back to Brooklyn, and this big ass rat is just running on the platform, and this lady loses her shit. She obviously doesn't like rodents, and she's screaming like she's being stabbed in the eyeball. And she like grabs me and like uses me as a shield. So now I gotta like walk her back up the ramp to exit. She didn't even say thank you. She just like threw me off to the side and just took off running. And it's just like, but luckily I had like two old Italian ladies. They were like watching from afar, and they started clapping. And I was like, you goddamn right, I'm a hero. But the lady who was scared, the one whose life I saved, I got nothing. Classic New York. You ungrateful bitch. I saved your life. You put me in front of this gigantic rat and just pulled me up the ramp so you could get away, and you didn't even think about my safety at all. So if you're listening, lady, I hope you're doing well. But a thank you would have been nice. Just some recognition would have been nice. Would have been nice. But I'm trying to think if anything else really happened, but no. I had a great time. But I would say my least favorite part about the trip was just riding the subway. It just got to be a lot, you know. I rode it all week. And it's so funny. It's just like, it takes a half an hour to go 2 miles. It's just, I rode it all week, and I probably went 8 miles total. Just back and forth, back and forth. But, yeah, shout out to my man Nick for letting me stay. Thanks, Mark, for the spots. And everybody that I met was very cool. And I just had a great time, man. It was just one of those moments in my career where you're just like, this is what I want. And it also made me appreciate what I have here, too. I got space, you know. I appreciate my where I am as far as where I fall into the DC comedy scene, you know. It makes me want to work harder, write more, but it also makes me appreciate, like, hey, man, you know, you're not doing so bad where you're at. So just, you know, be thankful for the things that you have and where you are as of right now, because there's many comics that have lived there for years and hadn't got the opportunity to do some of the stages and the things that I've done there in the last 2 weeks. And I'm not tooting my own horn here. It's all networking. A lot of it's luck, and I'm just grateful to be a part of it. And I gotta go back, man. It was great. I gotta go back. I gotta spend more time there. But quickly before I get out of here, I just wanted to say a quick shout out to my wife. I don't want to go into details, but she's been through a lot the last year, and that finally came to an end. And just the way she handled the whole situation with so much dignity and grace. And yeah, there were times where it was tough on her. It was tough on our marriage. It was tough on us. But, you know, we got through it. And just for her to, the way she handled it, I mean, to go out like that with so much poise and just, man, it's hard to really put into words. It's just her work ethic never wavered the entire time, you know, to be such a great employee that she is, and just to have that kind of happen, and to have people, you know, doubt you and question you, and you just still plug away, and you still top performer, go-to person, you know, the whole while you're just being eaten up inside, but your integrity won't allow you to have your quality of work suffer or deteriorate at all. As that says about her, and I'm a very lucky man to have her as a wife and the mother of our son. So sorry to get all sappy at the end, but that definitely needed to be said. I love her to death, and I've seen nothing but great things moving forward for her. So there's the show. That's the show. I got to head out of here to D.C. I got 4 shows this weekend. I'm at the Big Hunt with Jacqueline Novak. 2 shows tonight, 2 tomorrow, and they're at 8 and 9:45. So if you're in the D.C. area, please come out. I'm at the D.C. Improv next weekend with Christina P. I believe that's 5 shows. So check their website. And I found out I'll be going to Dallas in early October. So hopefully that doesn't change, but I'll be at the Addison Improv. So please come out. So there's the show. That's the show. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Chris Allen Comedy. Peace. Have a good weekend, everybody.